Dumber Than Joe trivia.
What radio and television personality born on Christmas Eve 1974 began hosting a show with Kelly Ripa in 2017?
Ryan Seacrest.
On what day of the year do math nerds celebrate Pi Day?
March 11th.
What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo?
Double pass.
Who is Kate Hudson's mother?
Hudson's mother. What's her name? Oh my God. Pass.
Who is the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence?
Double pass.
Who is Kate Hudson's mother?
Pass.
Time.
I can see her face. I just can't remember her name.
That is frustrating, isn't it?
Very much so.
Mary, I think you win the award for making Freebeer flinch to the dump button most.
Yeah.
Because you kept saying, oh, shh.
I ran to the button on three separate occasions. The last one, I just left my hand there. All right, Mary, hold on.
All right, I'm going to wave Joe in now. Time has been recorded. Timer reset.
Hello, Joe.
Joe is here.
Good to see you guys.
Welcome to the studio, the Mostly Round Table. He assumes his seat, places the headphone upon the ears.
Yeah.
And is ready to enter the arena. Joe, your turn on Dumber Than the Show trivia begins in 10, 9, just kidding, in 3, 2, 1. What radio and television personality, born on Christmas Eve 1974, began hosting a show with Kelly Ripa in 2017?
Ryan Seacrest.
On what day of the year do math nerds celebrate Pi Day?
Oh, pass.
What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo?
Pass, pass.
Who is Kate Hudson's mother?
Goldie Hawn.
Who was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence?
Oh. Boy. I'll say Jefferson?
On what day of the year do math nerds celebrate Pi Day?
March 1st?
Time.
What's pi? 3.1? 3.1? I don't know. 2 point something.
One of them.
Yeah.
Keep going. You'll get this.
All right.
3.2?
What other numbers do you know?
Yes. Did you want to change your answer to March point?
67.2?
I know
8, 10. 9, 3.
All right, let's score this game. Yeah. Mary, welcome back. What radio and television personality born on Christmas Eve 1974 began hosting a show with Kelly Ripa in 2017? Joe said Ryan Seacrest. Mary said Ryan Seacrest.
Mm.
Both correct, time one. On what day of the year do math nerds celebrate Pi Day? Joe said March 1st. Mary said March 11th. You both think March. Pi is 3.14. March 14th.
Oh, so close.
Why? Why don't they just do it on the 1st?
What the hell? What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo? You both double passed immediately.
I've never seen it. Shockingly.
Me neither.
How is you have kids. I'm sure you've seen it. Do you know
it? I have, yeah. Well, I know. I'm looking.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. So, yeah. Steve, do you know it? Oh, you saw him, too.
I don't.
I don't think I could have gotten it. It's Marlin. Marlin is
Marlin.
The answer.
Yeah, Marlin.
Now that you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's usually when I know the answer to things.
It helps.
After someone tells
me. Super helpful.
It is.
It makes it a little easier.
Who is Kate Hudson's mother? Joe said Goldie Hawn. Mary sounded like she started to say Whoopi.
That's what I thought, too.
Which I can kind of see why that would happen. Goldberg. and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, beyond that, the similarities start to diminish pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
She also nearly said the S word about 25 times, and she never thought of it. The answer is Goldie Hawn. Jolie, 2-1.
That's it.
Who is the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence? Joe said Jefferson?
Yeah.
He was probably like 25 at the time.
That was old.
Like, we don't, yeah. Like, I don't know, but Mary decided to limit her guesses to none of the founding fathers.
What'd she say?
Kid Rock.
Oh, Kid Rock.
she did not answer. The answer is Ben Franklin. Joe wins 2-1. Damn it!
I mean, I'm happy about winning, but I sat there and I was like, I want to say Franklin, but I think people think he was old, but he was super young. Not the case. He was super old.
Yeah.
Probably 27. Anyway.
He was 70 when he signed.
Did you look up how old Jefferson was?
Give me 1 second. He was 33.
Okay. Amazing.
Wow.
You know,
let's see. Thomas Hayward was 30. I'm trying to find the youngest. He might be the youngest.
So they built a country, and I gave up on Super Smash Brothers because it was too complicated, too complex. Mm-hmm.